All right, you ready for the transcripts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we finish this page?
Let's see. We are... Where are we here?
It's 906 at WRF, by the way.
Well, we'll just start with the... why don't we just start with the top of that page?
Okay.
Let's see, they're in the process of talking about the lying back and forth, and she's basically saying, I'm listening, Scott. Trying to...
She wants to know what more he knows about Lacey, by the way. He's claiming that he knows more about her disappearance or why he said that... I'm trying to remember what I heard from Trudy and what was in this. Did we read in the transcripts the part about whose baby it was, Lacey's baby, or was that just in the newscast?
No, okay, we didn't get there yet. Newscast. No. Mm-mm. Okay, she's been on him about his wife being missing and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
About the lies. And
yeah, what a coincidence it is.
Yeah. All right, let me find you. Well, why don't you start at the top of the page, okay. as little.
As little as you may not believe it, I know that you're wonderful. I think you're wonderful. Please don't let my lies change who you are, Amber.
Yeah? So what... Okay, Scott, tell me this. So what are you going to do if she's found and what... What?
Say again?
I said, what are you going to do if she's found out?
If she's found.
If she's found. I'm sorry, damn it. I said, what are you going to do if she's found?
I'm going to find her.
You're going to find her?
What a stupid answer. We're going to find her.
We are going to find her? Who's we?
These are brilliant questions, aren't they?
Because yeah, they're
she's
great.
She's trying to find out about her status if he finds missing Lacey.
That's it. Finally, they're really starting to bump heads now, finally.
All the volunteers we have, all the police, all the family.
Okay, now, and then what's going to happen to me? Then you're just going to, well, there's my wife. Oh, God, I felt, you know, I lost her for so long, I can't lose her again. And then you guys resolve your relationship. What's your mindset there?
Sweetie, we can't talk about this.
Really?
Yeah.
So?
I'm sorry I said that again, Amber. We just can't talk about this.
You can't answer that. Okay, so?
I want to. That doesn't change anything, does it, Amber?
I'm here.
Okay. You know, the only thing is, just I can say is, you know, I needed to tell you. I'm sorry that it's hurting you. My focus right now is, you know, working to find her. And I want to explain everything to you, but I can't in order for everyone.
For what?
For everyone.
Well, who's everyone?
There's so many people involved in this. Her family, my family, friends, you know, everyone.
So where do you think you're going to find Lacey?
Our hope, and it's a sad hope, is that, we need a tip. That's why we have such a big reward. And we just hope that someone is holding her for her child and that we...
Her child.
Her child, not
that's
his.
That's weird.
Yeah, not our.
You know what?
See how separate he is.
He doesn't want that kid at all.
No.
How could he say
not.
Her child?
No.
We know it was his child.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting is that he really does. He doesn't want that
he
kid.
Never he,
really
doesn't, he never mentions this kid. He never mentions him.
Yeah.
In all these transcripts, have we heard the word Connor once?
No, never. Never, ever, never. And the thing of it is that this guy, as we know, he wants to be a playboy, run around, have all these chicks, and be Mr. Big Shot and all this. But interestingly enough, he's in love, or at least trying to pretend that he is, with a woman who's got... Kids. You know
a
what
kid,
I mean?
Yeah.
Is there right. a kid? I'm sorry, you know.
And we just hope someone is holding her for her child and that we can, you know, get her back with a tip.
So what? So you're not elated that you're having a baby?
Sweetie, we can't talk about it.
Why?
We can't at this time.
When can we?
I don't know.
There's a lot of things you don't know you can't talk about.
Oh, God, you're driving me nuts.
You're on the seat, mister.
I hope we find her, and then we can talk about this.
Really? Now, at this point, if she's found and she's dead, can we still talk about it?
My God, don't say that.
Isn't that reality? Isn't that the reality of a missing person? Scott?
Yeah, I'm here.
So tell me then if she's found.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I forgot what page. I got it. I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, I'm here is what Hila said.
So tell me then if she's found.
Don't. Yeah.
So you have to look at both sides, right? You know, God willing, she's found alive, but is that now, you know, there's the other scenario. She may act... She may not be found alive, and then what?
Don't know that.
So then you want to presume whatever it is in your head of a fantasy about you and I?
I don't think, well, it... My God, if if that happened,
yes,
you know, all our questions are answered, and then we can find the bastards that did it. And that's the one resolution it is.
Okay, so
oh, wait
now
a second. Can you believe that?
Yeah, how do you like that?
He's basically saying all our questions are answered. In other words, everything is cool, you and I are together, and then we find the bastards that did it. So he's trying to act
yeah.
as if, you know,
this
all,
stuff
all your
be
questions
damning.
Are answered and everything is cool.
Yeah.
Between you and me, we're together, and then, but we got to go find those bastards that killed
yeah.
you know, my wife.
Yeah, yeah, we'll handle that afterwards.
That's him trying to act like he cares.
Yeah.
Oh, is that weird?
This to me is really damning.
What a weird thing to say.
Yeah, it is. I think so. I think this is really strong stuff.
Guys, she's got to be getting coached here. There's no way this woman is thinking of these questions.
No,
these questions
no.
are way too brilliant.
Yeah, they're too good. And based on the previous transcripts, it wasn't all that great coming
no.
from her. And there's definitely been a change there.
So now the other scenario.
My God, I can't find my place, Scott.
The bastard did it.
Find the bastards that did it. Okay. And I'm right here. Okay, so now the other son...
But then, yes. But then I could tell you everything after something like that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so now tell me the scenario when she's found alive. When then...
What then?
What then is going to happen to me?
Then I could tell you everything.
So either scenario at this point, which one comes first at any point, then you could tell me everything?
Yes.
But right now you can't?
No.
Interesting, Scott.
Amber, you don't know the media that's been around here. Are they, and I'm so sorry if they do. You know, when it happens, you call me, Amber. The sooner I find out if...
What?
Amber?
I'm here.
Okay.
And again, I'm listening. Why can't you tell me now? I want to know now.
I want to tell you now.
Then tell me now.
I can't.
Why?
There are too many people involved in this thing. They were all...
Scott, you still are not answering my question.
That is the answer. I'm so sorry, Amber.
Because, let's see, let's read into this a little bit more, Scott. You can't tell me now, but of course you couldn't tell me then about your missing wife. Or not your missing, but that you lost your wife until you came back from Europe. Now, everything has a delay. Is this for you to come up with something really good, like your New Year's resolution? It has to be really good.
And I deserve all that, Amber.
I'm here.
I can't. I can't give you any answers.
You can't give me any answers because it's not what in your best interest?
It's in no one's best interest.
It's in It's in no one's best interest?
At this time.
At this time. But let's see, further time involves a different story.
No.
And at that point, it puts more perspective in other people's interests aside from your own.
Once, I don't know how to say it. I mean, I don't know. I can't ask you. Like I said, I can't ask you to ever listen to me again.
Well, I'm listening.
I know it, and I wish I could tell you.
Huh. You could, and you can.
I can't.
What? Why can't you?
You'll know why at the end of this.
Oh, I'll know why at the end of this? When is the end of this, Scott?
The end is when we find her.
When you find her, and that $500,000 reward is still going to be given after all this, and what everybody's had to go through, they're still going to be giving? That doesn't make very much sense.
We put up $500,000 for her safe return, Amber.
For her safe return.
Oh, my
return.
God.
Ah.
So in other words, he's saying we don't have to pay it if she's found dead.
Yeah.
Isn't he? He's more or less
her,
acting like...
That's a $500,000 reward.
Isn't
she's going to be fine.
Isn't he implying that I'm $500,000 richer if she's found dead?
We're still going to be
in other words...
Yeah. That's a...
When you find her, that's a $500,000 reward.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be given after that. That's what Amber says.
Mm-hmm.
And what everybody had to go through, they're still going to be giving... That doesn't make very much sense. We put up $500,000 for her safe return, Amber. For her safe return. Now what happens if her return is not safe?
Then what?
Well, I mean, additionally, we have a reward for information leading to find her.
Information leading to find her? Really?
Yes.
But your whole point of this European trip was so that you could have a life and not travel and not have to work so hard. And you could have a life, but apparently not with...
The whole point of the business negotiations...
Yes.
Amber, you don't understand at all.
The whole point of what business negotiations, Scott?
Okay, first of all, if you're just joining us, we're reading the Peterson Fry transcripts. He never went to Europe. He created some, I don't know how he did this, but he created some phone number that, or some way for her to reach him that was convincing enough to make her believe he was in Europe. He led her to believe he was in Paris, Brussels, And then was
Guadalajara.
It Guadalajara.
Yeah.
So she couldn't see him. This is his way of keeping up with the vigil and all this.
And he tried to, the time difference, he tried to act like there was a time.
It was pathetic.
It was thought out, too.
Yeah. But anyway, now she's told him, he has been forced to admit to her that this is his wife that's missing, and he's searching for her. She wants to know what's going to happen under all these scenarios. But he's still lying about being in Europe. I can't believe he's doing that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
To the very end. The whole point of what business negotiations, Scott?
To simplify my life.
To simplify your life?
That is what's supposed to take going right, being done right now. This situation changed all that.
Really?
I don't know what he's trying to say there.
He doesn't know.
I'm reading it exactly as it's written here. She says, really? And obviously, I'm not working.
Your life would be simplified if you have a present wife, a baby around the corner, and a girlfriend. How does that...
You don't understand.
What?
You don't know everything.
Well, I don't know everything until you tell me everything.
I know, and I want to, but I can't. And I can't ask you to want to hear from me. I can't ask you to ever listen to me or trust me.
Okay, you keep saying I can't right now. I can't.
The only thing...
What is it? What is it? Or, I mean, are you feeling trapped that you can't tell me?
I'm sorry. Say that again. You broke up.
Are you telling me that you're trapped and you can't tell me this? Because it makes no sense. Hurt's already out there, Scott. Hurt's right here on the other end and on the line talking to you.
Hurt is on the other end of the line
talking to you? How do you like that?
Oh, is that stupid?
Stupid.
Who is the cornball
really
that came
dumb.
Up with that? I know it's so much. I know it's so much, Amber. I'm so sorry for that. If you can come out, I mean, this hurt from this end of the line that I did this to you.
Hurt is on this end of the line also.
It hurts him that he lied so much to her.
How you like that? How you like that? There's hurt on both sides of the line.
Oh, please.
You are...
Wait, I don't think I finished my line.
Okay.
Hurt is on this end of the line also, and I'm so sorry this situation has done this to us and to you. To us.
Yeah. You are?
Yes.
Huh?
Amber.
I'm here.
I keep thinking I lose you. I don't know what to say, you know, except for what I've said. I'm so sorry.
What was your whole point of having me watch this love affair movie?
It's a special movie to me.
Why?
It's a beautiful thing.
Why a love affair? Is that what I was? A love affair to you, Scott?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much...
Maybe you can be...
Nothing more?
No, I don't think of it like that. That movie's not about a short-term love affair.
Oh, what is it about then?
It's about a long-term caring relationship.
So when's your baby due?
Brilliant.
Ooh,
brilliant.
Oosh.
So he is, while his wife... You know, these jurors have got to be impacted by this. I don't care what these defense attorneys say.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say
they're hearing a guy.
They're riveted, they say.
His wife is missing now for almost 2 weeks, maybe dead, with his child.
Yeah.
And he's talking with her about a long-term relationship while his wife is missing and maybe dead.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Really, that's amazing.
And he's talking about a movie. I mean, how trite.
Oh, man.
We're going to have to pick it up right there. We need to get to traffic and news. It's 20 after 9 o'clock at WRIF. I know that's a heck of a cliffhanger, I have to admit. But we do need to stop there with, no, I don't think of it like that. That movie is not about a short-term love affair. Oh, what is it about then? That it's about a long-term caring relationship. And then Amber Fry says, so when's your baby due? And that's where we'll pick it up.